Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. I'm Ross Shelley, joined today by Amy Lawrence. Got loads to get through, Amy. I'm going to make this very quick because you've just announced to us that you need the toilet. So we'll make this fairly quick. I'm so sorry for embarrassing you. It's fine. Big breaking news that was from this morning, about 9 o'clock. Dom King, Paul Joyce, all usual suspects, shared the news that Rhea Brewster will join Sheffield United today for £23 million. Liverpool also have the option of buying him back. Has also a 15% selling clause for the next 3 years. Marco Gruic is wanted by Southampton and West Ham. Of the two clubs, Southampton are very keen. So we'll start with the Brewster stuff, Amy. We've done this quite a lot the past couple of weeks because the rumours have circled. He didn't play last week against Lincoln, so kind of thought it was going to happen. We're getting towards the end of the transfer window now. I think we've got till Monday, and then there's another 2 weeks or something between domestic leagues can exchange. But Brewster, for the price, £23 million, I know I don't really want to see him go, if I'm being perfectly honest, but for the money, you know, in the financial situation the clubs find themselves in, the fact that there's a selling clause, the fact that there's a buyback clause in there, it seems really good business.
Yeah, it does. I agree with you. It's really sad because I feel like we weren't sat here too long ago. Maybe it was pre-season last season where everyone was really, really buzzing about Brewster, thinking this is going to be his season, he's going to be able to break out into the team and we'll see him more regularly. But I just feel like that didn't really materialise in that way at all, which is really sad because I think he has so much potential and is the Liverpool style of player. So it's a difficult one, but if that's a great price for him. Yeah. And the whole buyback as part of it as well is brilliant. But if you look at the people that we've brought in, so you've brought in a Diogo Jota as well, who plays that role, so it just kind of feel like he's been sort of shifted out of the team.
Yeah, it's difficult. We never see it from his perspective, do we? Or players' perspectives when we see transfers. Like, you know, we'd all love Rhea Brewster to stay, but, you know, he needs game time, and it's really difficult, and especially because he's not as versatile as, like, a Diogo Jota is. You know, when we had this problem with Divock Origi, Brewster's trying to fight for one spot, and that spot is behind, you know, Firmino, you know, who is assisting. So I do feel really sorry for him. I think, most like Danny Ings, I think he'll go away and he'll score goals. They'll play in a system that suits him. So good luck to the lad. Someone else who might be on the fringe of losing is Sheridan Shaqiri. He had been penciled to start last night, I think, you know, ahead of the game. But as news broke that, you know, there's someone coming in for a transfer for him. So he might be on his way out as well. I think if we can get decent money for him, I'm getting concerned about the numbers that we've got up top of him, being perfectly honest. If Shaqiri goes, if Brewster goes, and there's rumours, I don't know whether it's just rumours or people that don't want Origi anymore, you know, if he goes as well, then we've probably got, you know, Jota, Minamino on the front three. So 5-3 spots is sound, but because of the intense season, like a Shaqiri, given his performance against Lincoln, I was pretty gutted he never played last night.
Oh yeah, me too. It was a strange one as well, isn't it? When the news came up, he wasn't even on the bench either, so obviously something's going on there. I agree with you. It's a strange situation because obviously if you look at the times we're in as well with coronavirus, obviously Thiago's caught COVID. So easily one of the up top players can catch it as well. And then you're short at squad depth as well. So it's a strange one. I think apart from Trent, we don't really have anyone like him in terms of set pieces. I mean, Lincoln absolutely proved that. That's definitely his main strength for us, I think. But then is that enough? Is that enough for Klopp? Is that enough going forward to keep the team sustained when the front three are rested? So it's kind of two for one half, and it's two sides to it. You don't want to lose a player because you want to keep the squad depth, but equally, is he doing what enough we need him to do? Yeah, is he doing enough?
Yeah, said the same thing about Harry Wilson on the Final Word Show, which is out on the RedmanTV.com. Nice plug. Let us know your thoughts on Shaqiri, Brewster, Divock Origi, any of the potential transfers in and out. My mum was texting me, not now, mum. Some of the news that came out yesterday was the Champions League draw. Eventually, when it did come out and they stopped giving out awards and dragging it out for 3 hours because That's what they have to do. Liverpool face Ajax, Atalanta and Midgetland. Amy, I just want to get your reaction, not to the name Midgetland, the actual name of the draw. Pretty pleasing, I think, you know, all talk before, and there's like, just don't get Atletico Madrid, because I really can't be arsed with them again, particularly with Luis Suarez in the side. Equally, you know, there were some teams that we could have got drawn, which were 2,000 miles away. That doesn't really affect me, so it shouldn't be bothered, but obviously it affects the players when you're flying to Russia on a Wednesday night and coming back. So, on the face of it, my opinion is it's a pretty decent draw, one that Jürgen and the lads will be happy with.
It is, and especially if you look at some of the other groups that are going on across the board as well. There's some absolute groups of death there. But I think we've been luckier than some and not as lucky as others. Kind of in like the middle, I reckon.
Not as bad as Man United, not as lucky as City's, what you just basically said there, Amy.
Pretty much. I think out of anyone, I didn't want Bayern and I didn't want Atletico. I think they were the two ones that I really just didn't want to come up against. So
we could have got Bayern anyway, I don't think.
Pardon?
Bayern wasn't an option.
I know, but in general, I just wouldn't want them.
Right, okay.
Wouldn't want them at all. But yeah, no, I'm happy with that. I think Klopp will be as well. It's just gutting that that fans can't go to some of these places and see it.
Yeah, it's a shame. Moving on, speaking of cups and cup draws, Liverpool were knocked out last night by Arsenal in the Carabao Cup. You know, some fairly decent performances in there. Amy, I think Marco Grujic, Reece Williams, Nico Williams, kind of all stood up for me. Diogo Jota again last night. A shame not going through, but, you know, penalties again this season for Liverpool. Just don't seem to get the rub of the green or the luck, you know, and Origi and Wilson missed. And on the face of it, like, I love Liverpool to win every game. Like, I'm gutted. I'm really annoyed that we didn't win and disappointed. But also, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing. City in the next round on the 22nd of December, given all the stuff we've mentioned of squad size and fixtures and stuff like that. It's not it can be a good and a bad thing, can't it?
Yeah, I think you'd be lying if you say you weren't a little bit like disappointed that you didn't, that we didn't get through and are still progressing, because I think ultimately the aim is we want to win every bit of silverware this season and going forward in seasons to come as well. So you kind of want to go as far as you can in these sort of competitions. But yeah, you'd be lying if you say you weren't asked, but equally I'm not going to cry about it. I wouldn't want to face City that far down the line either. So it's one of them things, but hopefully we can still keep ourselves in all the other competitions going on this season.
Hope so. A couple more stories. Paul Merson. Oh, God bless him. I know this isn't news, but I wanted to put it in, because when I saw it last night, I was like, oh my God, what are you talking about? But he's kind of touched on Curtis Jones and the RPC Thiago. He says, I don't see him playing at the moment. I just don't see him getting in the team. All of a sudden, Thiago comes in. Jones is probably sitting there thinking, I'm doing all right at the moment. I'm playing well. But all of a sudden, Thiago comes in. You're thinking, where does that leave me? If push comes to shove, I think Thiago goes and plays more forward over Jones. Sound. Like, just sound, Paul Merson. I'm not even going to get your reaction to that. I just wanted to tell people that, you know, he's a bit of a meth. Speaking of Curtis Jones, he's been called up by the England under-21s for the first time ahead of the games with Andorra and Turkey. And just very quickly before we get to some of your comments, Jürgen Klopp has done his press conference, which is why we have delayed this by half an hour, because he's more important than me and Amy. He had a bit of kick-off at the broadcaster saying that they don't care about travel times and restrictions and people getting back from international breaks and then playing football dead early. He kind of avoided Amy talking about Rhian Brewster, which I kind of understand. Like, you know, it's not officially confirmed yet, so he could just kind of kept his mouth shut, but he's always quite reserved when it comes to transfers, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He likes to keep his cards close to his chest, that's for sure. I think it's sort of already, to all of us, looks pretty likely. So unless he tends to tease, but not too much. He sort of
doesn't want to get himself in trouble, does he?
Exactly. He doesn't want to be held responsible for that sort of thing. So I think he lets the team behind him sort that out, and then once it's all out, I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to comment on it. But for now, he likes to keep his cards close to his chest, that's for sure.
Good. Right, some of your comments are coming in thick and fast. Thank you, Tom. Stephen Somerville says, I think it's a good move for Brewster. The niche striking options there. If he does well, hopefully one day he can get an England call. Good luck to the lad. I fully agree with that. Gary Moncrief, I think I pronounced that right, says the lad needs game time but won't get it at Liverpool. Loan deals are okay, but the club needs the funds. Needs uncertain times. I agree with that as well. Ian Rush's moustache says Brewster is too much of an out-and-out striker, but doesn't fit in with Klopp's teams. Nipsey Russell says big shout-out to Ross's mum. Thank you very much. Stephen Somerville again says it's a really exciting group. It gives us the chance to play our full team against Ajax and Atalanta, but give some rotation against the other side, who I can't name, is Midgetland. And Matthew Eckersley says I would rather be knocked out of the Carabao Cup than the Champions League or lose position in the title race. Yeah, I've got an Arsenal, mate. Aiming, you know, when we beat them on Monday night, I kind of just like left it because, you know, fucking ape being smug sometimes. But like last night, she was texting me as soon as it finished, like the eyes emoji. And I was like, I'd fucking rather lose the Carabao Cup than get the 3 points in the Premier League is vitally important. But did I say Tom? Who asked? Oh, Arsenal, mate. Oh, okay, so Tom's giving me shit in the WhatsApp group. Very, very funny, Thomas. Lost my train of thought. Equally, on the Champions League draw, Amy, yeah, it will be interesting to see how the fixtures come out. If you're playing, you know, obviously Ajax, Atalanta, and Midgetland, and your fourth game is Midgetland again, you know, you can have the Champions League group tied up within four games. Then, which is what Liverpool didn't do last season, is then you can rotate in the last two games, or certainly one of them, where you kind of, like the comment says, you know, give it to a Curtis Jones, the young lads, in a time where we're going to need rotation.
Yeah, I think you want to tie those games up as soon as possible, which we're not necessarily known to do that frequently. But I think, yeah, I agree. It's nice that there are still those opportunities for those players to sort of really take to the pitch and really perform. I thought Curtis Jones against Lincoln was unbelievable. And I think the game yesterday, you saw flashes. It wasn't as emphatic from him yesterday, I think, as well, of any of them really, than against Lincoln. But there's proof there that there's potential, and developing under Klopp and under the players around him will be good, not just for him, but for all of the young ones as well. Nico Williams is still learning. Obviously, Reece Williams has come into it now as well. But those games are the ones that you would probably throw them in and give them game time and learning time.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much, Jamie. Thank you to you at home for watching and for listening. Keep your comments coming. Please do like and subscribe to the channel. We'll be back on Monday with more news where Liverpool have probably sold a few more players. So we'll get your reaction. Keep your comments and thoughts coming below, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.